Welcome to the Futures Channel.
We are living in a time where AI is changing our world.
In the next few episodes, we are discussing the immediate impact of AI on media creation.
It's astounding how fast, intelligent, and easy AI is to use.
In so many ways, it feels like the future has been altered for everyone right now.
Please enjoy our episodes.
Imagine if you made an amazing book and wanted to share it with the world, but you only had one copy. The only way to make more is writing the whole book again, but the printing press solved that problem. Hello, my name's Emma Oakchai. Welcome back to the Futures Channel. I'll be talking about the evolution of books, the printing press, and how it sparked rapid innovation and how literature was produced and published. First, let's start with the evolution of books. The first type of book was in 3500 BC, where symbols on stone tablets were the very first attempts to transcribe symbols. Next on the timeline is papyrus scrolls. Papyrus scrolls were created in 3100 BC. They used papyrus to create what we call paper. The first books were created around 500 BC as handwritten scrolls in the early 16th century. As you can see, there are very early ways of writing and transcribing literature which were very time consuming. But someone created the printing press that made the world amazing, and his name is Gutenberg, a German inventor and craftsman. As time passed, innovations like the faster printing presses helped print and publish books faster. Within the past few years, AI has become a part of literacy content creation. Now let's hear from Mr. Stewart, who would like to share his knowledge about if and how he uses AI to write books. Hello, Mr. Stewart. We would like to ask you some questions.
Think about AI creating stories and books.
I'm fine with it.
Have you ever used AI to help you write anything?
Yeah, mostly like stuff like lesson plans, because as a teacher, that's the type of thing that I would want to use AI for.
Okay. Where do you think AI and books are heading?
I think AI is going to take over everything, so eventually humans will be obsolete.
Are you worried or excited about the future of AI use in different applications?
Neither. I think it's fine. It's just evolution. It would be sort of silly to try and fight it, so I suppose partially excited, more curious to see what will happen.
Thank you, Mr. Stewart. Now let's talk about the future of AI and ChatGPT. ChatGPT could be used to make text for a story or any type of book. When ChatGPT launched, it had over 100 million monthly users in just 2 months. AI-generated literature is reshaping the landscape of writing and publishing in many ways. I created a book with the help of AI, and I was able to publish it in just a week. Next time you think about writing a book, just remember, AI can help you out. Thanks for listening. That brings us to the end of our journey through the evolution of books in the printing press, from ancient scrolls to the Gutenberg Revolution, and now digital ebooks. The way we create and write books continues to evolve. Thank you for joining us on this fascinating journey through history. Until next time, keep reading, keep learning, keep imagining. Again, this is Emma from the Futures Channel.